الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيرت بين أن يدخل نصف أمتي الجنة وبين الشفاعة، فاخترت الشفاعة لأنها أعم. أترونها للمتقين؟ لا، ولكنها للمذنبين الخطائين، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this universe such the majority of this universe is enveloped in darkness. This is what ulama-i kiram refer to when they say kainat ka asal andhera hai. The reality of this world is darkness. This is inferred from the verse of the Quran: wa ayatul lahumul layl naslakhu minhun nahar. Allah Ta'ala says this darkness which envelops the entire universe is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Light, noor, has to be brought. The reality of this world is darkness. There is a nizam and a system in order to bring light. One is external darkness, and that system which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into place to repel the darkness on the outside. And then, on the other hand, there is internal darkness. This also is asal. Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah says, we took you out of the womb of your mothers. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You knew nothing. Jahalat, ignorance, and darkness, this is similar. So Allah says, for insan also, your asal was darkness, was zulmat, and equated with darkness and with ignorance is what we call zulm, oppression. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna dhulma dhulumatun yawm al-qiyamah. He said zulm and oppression, and with it jahalat, zulm and oppression, will be darkness on the day of judgment. One is external darkness, and this actually is supported by scientific advancement. Science also tells us this, that 97% of this universe is what we call dark matter, dark energy. The vastness of this universe we cannot even possibly imagine. Such a universe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. We look up, we see the sun. This earth, it is said 1.3 million earths will fit in the sun. And yet the sun is only one star. 1,394,000 kilometers is the circumference or the diameter of the sun. Sun is only one star. In this universe in which we are living, they call this the Milky Way. It's a conjunction of 17 galaxies. This galaxy in which we are living, they call it the Milky Way. It's a conjunction of 17 galaxies. To give us an idea of the vastness of Allah's Qudrat, Allah's Kibriyai, Allah's Jalal, Allah's creation. The sun, as we said, is one star. In this galaxy or the Milky Way, they estimate that there are 400 billion stars. The sun's circumference, 1,392,000 kilometers. There is one star, circumference 400 million kilometers. One star, circumference 1.4 billion kilometers. The space is so vast. It is said, if an object is traveling at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers per second is what they say is the speed of light. 300,000 kilometers per second. Something moving at that speed in 1 year, what they call a light year, will cover a distance of 9.461 trillion kilometers. This distance is referred to as one light year. This galaxy, one galaxy in which we are living, they estimate is a distance of 100,000 light years. And they estimate there are 2 trillion other such galaxies. How vast is this universe? True or untrue, scientists estimate, they say 93 billion light years. And all this is only 3% of the universe. The other 97%, like I said, dark matter, dark energy, there they don't even know what is going on. Such a vast universe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And yet, Allahu Akbar, what does Allah tell us in the Quran? وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah's kursi encompasses the heavens and the earth. The mind cannot comprehend the vastness and the greatness and the jalal and the azmat of Allah. We heard in the Isha Salah, Allah invites us, the first verse the Imam recited, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ 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 لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in this variation of day and night, when Allah speaks of day and night, what is day? Light. This universe is enveloped in darkness. Allah uses two things to bring light in this world. External light. One is the sun. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا The other is the moon. وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلٍ حَتَّى عَادَكَ الْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ Quran invites you, ponder, reflect over that sun, reflect over the moon, reflect over the system which Allah has put into place to light up this entire universe. Scientists tell us, these things may seem mind-boggling, but today unfortunately we are very, very impressed with machinery, impressed with technological advancement. What we are not impressed by is the Qudrat of Allah. The power of Allah, the nizam of Allah, the system of Allah. Why? Because the talks of Allah is not in our tongues. The day and night of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day and night of every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam, right up till Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wazifa e hayat, the object and purpose of the life of every one of us, when Allah invites you in those verses which I recited just now, like I said, the Imam read in the Isha Salah, that verily in the heavens and the earth, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the variation of day and night, are signs for people of intelligence. Who are the people of intelligence? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ They are those who remember Allah, who speak about Allah, whether they are standing, whether they are sitting, whether they are lying on their sides. Allah, Allah, Allah. We have to bring the talks of Allah's Qudrat, Allah's Jalal, Allah's Azmat. Everything around us is a testimony of the favor and the bounties and the mercy and the kindness and the compassion of Allah upon us. There is no existence. Understand this, my respected brothers. There is no meaningless existence in this world. There is no empty existence in this world that is more meaningless and more empty than that existence which is devoid of the remembrance of Allah. If Allah is not in our lives, Allah is not in our tongues, Allah is not in front of us, the dhikr of Allah, the talks of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, the devotion to Allah, the love to Allah, if this has not become the cornerstone of our lives, then in reality we may be living, but we are dead. We may be living, but Allah Ta'ala says, إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. If Allah has come out of the lives, they are nothing, nothing but like animals. They are like animals, in other words, a meaningless existence. Animals also remember Allah. Animals are making the tasbih of Allah. That is why Quran takes it one step further. And Allah says, بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. They are more deviated than animals. Coming back to what we were saying, look at that sun. It is said every second, 14 billion tons of helium gas gets converted every second. How many seconds in a minute? How many minutes in an hour? How many hours in a day? Every second, 14 billion tons helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This conversion, call it chemical reaction, causes energy to be given off equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Today you read the media, the whole world is on a knife's edge. What is Russia going to do? What's going to happen in Ukraine? Will they press the nuclear bomb button? Confusion, concern, fear in every direction. Allah's one powerhouse every second is producing 500 million atom bombs. And yet Allah's name is taken and nothing happens. The heart does not reverberate with the fear of Allah, with the consciousness of Allah, with the devotion of Allah. We are carried away by scientific facts and statements, yet we fail to see the qudrat and the jalal and the azmat and the greatness of Allah. Allah's one powerhouse, 500 million atom bombs exploding every second. Doesn't run out of energy, doesn't take a rest, doesn't need a vacation. And it's not still. That sun is moving. يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَن تَزُولَ. The sun, the moon, the stars, locked to the command of Allah. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لَهَا تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلٍ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ لَا الشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. Allah, 14 centuries ago, in the Quran that was revealed upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the qudrat of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah was opened up in front of us. Today, we are looking everywhere else. We are looking towards scientific, technological advancement. We are looking at the media. We are looking at the batil propaganda machinery everywhere else. But if anywhere we are not looking, we are not looking at the Quran. The Quran that was given to us. The Quran that was given to us. That message of love. That message of mercy. That message of compassion. That was revealed upon Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Quran which is timeless. That Quran which is untainted. That Quran which is protected. Coming back to what we are saying. This world is enveloped in darkness. Kainat ka asal andhera hai. Noor ke liye. To bring light, Allah brought the sun. Allah brought the moon to expiate the external darkness. On the other hand, inside us also there is darkness. Insan's reality is darkness. How will this darkness be taken away? How will this heart be lit up? How will the wujud of this insan, where my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua, oh Allah, let there be noor in my eyes, let there be noor in my ears, let there be noor in my hands, let there be noor in my feet, let there be noor in my heart, let there be noor in my blood, let your noor flow through my body. This used to be the dua of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Outside is dark. The sun and the moon brings light. inside is dark also. Inside is jahalat also. Inside is zulmat also. Inside is darkness. What is going to take this darkness away? What is the noor for the internal darkness? The darkness of the heart. What is the noor? Two things Quran tells us. Two things Quran tells us. First verse, وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورِ أَلَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَ. Allah says, follow the noor. Follow the noor. Follow the light. Which light? The one that was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The noor of the Quran. طَاهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى تَنْزِيل مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَى الرَّحْمَنِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى وَإِنْ تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى قرآن وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين قرآن لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون قرآن قاف والقرآن المجيد قرآن ياسين والقرآن الحكيم قرآن لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد قرآن قرآن such a نور such a light. And what did my Nabi say? إنكم لا ترجعون إلى الله بشيء أفضل مما خرج منه. You will never find Allah. You will be in zulmat. You will be in darkness. You will have a meaningless existence. You will never be connected to Allah. You will never get the taluk of Allah, the love of Allah, the connection with Allah, with anything more virtuous and more effective than that Quran which came from Allah. Drown yourselves in the Quran. Immerse yourselves in the Quran. Quran is shifa. Quran is nur. Quran is majid. Quran is hikmat. Quran is the solution. Is the panacea. Is the comfort. Is the ease. Is the cure to depression. Is the cure to the hearts being filled with sorrow, being filled with harshness, being filled with darkness. How many of us look around? People are sad, people are depressed, people are looking in different directions. Some reach the stage where they commit suicide. Allah has given us the panacea. Allah has given us the comfort. Drown yourself in the Quran. Connect yourself with the Quran. Allah says, وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورِ. Follow that noor which was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah took upon himself to protect the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, verily we reveal this Quran and we will protect it. 1935, historically recorded. That time, Hitler was on the rise. The Germans, their scholars, they got together. They collected 70 different scripts of the Bible. They did an analysis and a comparison, and they found variances in every one of them. That time, there was hardly any printing press. Exhaustive research. This is a historically recorded fact. From the entire world, they collected 40,000 different manuscripts of the Quran. And then they started comparison. And they found letter for letter, nukta for nukta, alphabet for alphabet. There was not one variation in any of the 40,000 manuscripts of the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we reveal this Quran and we will protect it. Unfortunately, many of us, my respected brothers, this promise of hifazat, this promise of protection of the Quran, we tend to confine and restrict it. Restrict it to what? To the letters of the Quran, to the words of the Quran, to the alphabets of the Quran. But what about the meaning of the Quran? What about the purpose of the Quran? What about the objective of the Quran? What about the akhlaq and character of the Quran? What about the day of the Quran? What about the night of the Quran? What about the social constitution of the Quran? What about the way of life of the Quran? What about the message of the Quran? What about the practical demonstration of the Quran? Like Allah took upon Himself to protect the alphabets and words of the Quran. By the qasam of my Allah, the meaning and message and purport and constitution of the Quran, that also Allah took upon Himself to protect it. Ask ourselves, what was the message of the Quran? What was the day of the Quran? What was the night of the Quran? May the lives of every one of us be sacrificed upon our beloved mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. When she was asked this question, she made nichor, she gave the khulasa, she gave the essence of the entire Quran. She condensed it in three words. When this question was put to her about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful answer our mother gave. She said, Kana khuluquhul Quran. Kana khuluquhul Quran. If you want to know the day and the night and the meaning and the constitution and the character and the morals and the way of life of the Quran, then the living, walking, talking Quran was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This internal zulmat, this internal darkness, this darkness of the heart, external darkness, the sun, the moon, the stars, Allah expiated it with it. Internal darkness. Quran tells us we gave you two noors. One noor, وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورِ أَلَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَ. Follow the noor, the Quran that was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other noor, what is the other noor? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah says, there has come to you from Allah a noor. Anur, wa kitabun mubin, and the Quran. What is the other nur that the Quran is telling us? What is that nur? That nur is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah refers to his nur and nubuwat as nur, as light. The Quran on the one hand, the other hand, the living physical manifestation of that Quran. Today, we are living in an era or period of devastation, of difficulty, of hardship, of problem. People are looking helter-skelter. We are looking in different directions. People are pareshan. The demand and dictates of our iman should make us pareshan. What is happening to the ummah? The suffering, the difficulty, the hardship. People are looking for solutions in every direction. Allahu Akbar. We are not a yateem ummat. We are not an orphan ummat. We are not an ummat that has been abandoned. We are an ummat that our master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave us two things. And sadiqul mastuq, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie, or ambiguity, or exaggeration passed through his mubarak lips. He left behind a legacy. He left behind a protection. He left behind a fortress. He left behind something that as long as this ummah will hold on to it. What did my Nabi say? Taraktu fikum amrain. Taraktu fikum amrain. He says, O my ummah, I am leaving behind with you two things. Lan tadhillu ma in tamassaktum bihima. You will never be deviated. No one will overpower you. You will be successful. Dunya, qabr and akhirat. Every one of your difficulties will be addressed as long as you will not abandon these two things. What two things? Kitab Allah. One noor, the Quran. Wa sunnata nabiyyihi. And the second is the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the living, walking Quran. And like Allah took upon Himself to protect the letters and alphabets and words of the Quran, Allah took upon himself to protect the meaning and constitution and message and way of life of the Quran with the physical embodiment of that was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah took upon himself to create a fortress of protection around every aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I always give this example. We are living in an era, what they call this artificial intelligence, quantum physics. They talk about in tiny pieces of metal, technological advancement to condense and contain what they use fancy terms, terabytes of information. In other words, trillion characteristics of information in 1 millimeter space. This is their claim that how far collection of information, technological advancement has gone. In this era of quantum physics, in this era of information technology, if you start from one side of the masjid and ask the brother, what's your age? 50, 60, 40, 30? By which day of the week were you born? What time was it? Who was present in your birth? Illa mashallah, myself included, will have absolutely no idea. And normally the annals of history, you'll find mention of rulers, you'll find conquerors, you'll find tyrants, you'll find superpowers. Very rarely does the annals of history reserve space for mention of an orphan. And not just an orphan, orphan born in the desert, in the most backward nation of the time. Yet, miraculously, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ Allah says, we will protect, we will protect, we will protect. Miraculously, in the case of this orphan, born in a desert, in the most backward nation of the time, every aspect of his existence recorded. According to the Christian calendar, date of birth 22nd of April 571. Date of demise 7th of June 633. Time of birth 4:20 in the morning, Subah Sadiq. Time of demise, Chash time, 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. Islamic calendar had not yet started, but it was the year, what they call Amul Fil, when Abraha tried to attack the Kaabatullah and his army was miraculously destroyed. 50 days after that incident, Islamic calendar had not yet started. It was a Monday, time Subah Sadiq, passed away also a Monday, 12th of Rabiul Awwal. Number of days in this world, 22,330 days. Days of Nubuwat, 8,156 days. Father's name Abdullah, mother's name Amina, the one who assisted in his birth, midwife Shifa bint Amr, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, she became Muslim later on. Foster mother Halima. Ulama say that these names also are not a coincidence. This is Allah's plan. Father's name Abdullah, his inception occurred in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name Amina. He was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. Foster mother, midwife Shifa, the one who came to cure the maladies of humanity was being born. Foster mother Halima, he drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. Born in Rabiul Awwal, why not Ramadan? Why not the sacred months? Why not Rajab? Why not Muharram? Why Ramadan? Why Rabiul Awwal? Ulama say he didn't need a sacred month. His existence gave sacredity to the month. Rabi'a, the word Rabi means spring. Spring has connotations of what? After the devastation of winter, rejuvenation, re-enlivenment. After the devastation of kufr and zulm and batil, the spring, the rejuvenation, the re-enlivenment of the hearts of humanity has come. External light Allah expiates with the sun. The birth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes place what time? Subah Sadiq, daybreak. This is also not a coincidence. Daybreak. What does that signify? The darkness of the night is over. The light of the sun has come. The darkness that has enveloped the hearts of humanity is now over. the Noor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to take away that darkness. Subah Sadiq, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother, puts it nicely, beautifully. She says, Lana shamsun, walil afaqi shams, wa shamsuna khayrun min shamsi samai, lianna shamsa samai, tatlu'u ba'da fajrin, wa shamsuna tatlu'u ba'da isha'i. She says, we have one sun, and the horizon has one sun, but our sun is better than the sun of the horizon. Why? Because the sun of the horizon rises after daybreak. It's already light. If it didn't rise, what difference does it make? Our sun, the whole world was steeped in darkness, and our Noor, our Hadi, our Rehbar, like the poet says, Afalat shumusul awwaleen wa shamsuna abadan ala ufuqil ula la taghrubu. He says the suns, the sources of light of the nations of the past have set. Our sun, our source of light, our Ahmad, our Muhammad, our Mahi, our Hashir, our Aqib, our Fatih, our Taha, our Abul Qasim, our Yasin, our Muhammad, our Mustafa, our Mujtaba, our Rahmatul Lil Alameen, our Mubashir, our Nadir, our Da'i ilallah, our Kafatal Linnas, our Muzzammil, our Muddathir, our Rahmatul Lil Alameen, our Taha, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Bashir, Nadir, 525 names ulama have recorded in the praise of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say, kathrat asma, kathrat muhabbat par dalalat karti hai. The more names, because of the excessive love which Allah had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The physical sun will set, the universe will be destroyed. The sun of his noor and nubuwat will never ever set. Wa shamsuna abadan ala ufuqil ula la taghrubu. The poet says, this sun will never set. Every aspect of his existence recorded. I mentioned this riwayat yesterday, I'm mentioning it again also. In Jummah I mentioned it. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah, in his Khasaisa Kubra, he mentions this riwayat. Lengthy riwayat, time is limited, I'm gonna condense it a little bit. Just for clarification purposes, Allama Suyuti at the end of this riwayat, he says, Fihi nakaratun shadid. There is great nakarat. In other words, from a sanad point of view, there's great weakness in this riwayat. He says, I'm relying on Abu Nu'aym's hilya. This is why I am mentioning it. The reason I am mentioning it, this is before Nubuwat, to give us some idea of how Allah did not allow the sands of time to erase any aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mother of Rasulullah, Amina, she says, I reached the 9th month of pregnancy. I began experiencing the normal discomfort that a woman in this tenor of pregnancy experiences. Fara'ayt ka'anna janaha tayrin abyad masa ala fuadi fadhahaba anni kulla ra'bin wa kulla waj'in kuntu ajidu. She says, all of a sudden a white bird descended. With its white wing it massaged my chest, as a result of which the discomfort and pain I was experiencing miraculously disappeared. ثم التفت فإذا أنا بشربة بيضاء لبنا كنت عطشا فتناولتها فشربتها. She says, I turned, I saw a bowl of white milk in front of me. It had miraculously appeared. I was thirsty, I picked it up, I started drinking. As I started drinking the milk, فكشف الله عن بصري وأبصرت تلك الساعة مشارق الأرض ومغاربها ورأيت ثلاثة آلام مضروبات علما في المشرق علما في المغرب علما على ظهر الكعبة. She says, as I drank the milk, Allah removed the veil of the unseen and I saw the whole world in front of me. The whole world had lit up. I saw 3 huge flags, one in the east, one in the west, one on the center of Kaabatullah. I became mesmerized with this vision. And the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, miraculously, without any discomfort, already took place. Shifa bint Amr had assisted in many births. 3 things immediately she noticed that were unique about this child. Wulida makhtunan. Other children's circumcision 6 months, 1 year later, this child was born already circumcised. Maqtu'us surra. Other children, the umbilical cord has to be cut off. This child, umbilical cord, had already been separated. Other children are born with the impurity that is inside the womb of the mother. They bring it out. They have to be bathed. This child, tahiran tahura, was born pure. There was no need to bathe this child. The whole room filled up with noor and with a beautiful fragrance. Few minutes passed. He turned over, went into sajda, made sajda like an adult makes sajda for a long time. Then leaned on his left hand, woke up from the sajda leaning on his left side, raised up his right hand, extended his shahadat finger. Shifa bint Amr says when he extended his shahadat finger, a light lit up. I saw the palaces of Basra, of Persia, of Rome. What was this? This was a message. Long sajda, the Nabi of Salah has come. The Nabi of Salah has come. Salah will be an integral part in the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why he came into the world with Salah. As he is leaving the world, head lying on the chest of Aisha radiallahu anha, the breath breaking from his body, what were his last words? As-salah, 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 wa ma malakat aymanukum. O my ummah, guard your salah, guard your salah, guard your salah, and guard the right of the weak and the disadvantaged. Until finally, when there was hardly any breath left, the final words, as-salah, as-salah, Allahumma al-rafiq al-a'la. He came with salah, he left with salah. Aashiq Rasul kehna to bahut aasan. I am a devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To say this is very easy. 12th of Rabiul Awal, I went to Hilal Masjid. I sat in the masjid after Isha Salah. Aashiq Rasul, tomorrow morning at the time of Fajr is the crunch test. Tomorrow morning at the time of Fajr is the acid test. Where is the ishq? Where is the muhabbat? He came with Salah. He left with salah. He said, there is no share in my deen without salah. He said, al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahumus salah, faman tarakaha faqad kafar. He said, the distinction between us and them, kufr and iman, is salah. The one who abandons his salah, he has made kufr. He said, لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ آمُرَ فِتْيَتِي فَيَجْمَعُوا لِي حُزْمًا مِّنْ حَطَبْ ثُمَّ آتِي قَوْمًا يُصَلُّونَ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ فَأُحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. He says, I wanted to gather firewood and burn down the homes of my ummah who do not come to the masjid. Burn down the homes of those who will not come to the masjid for their salah. This was the emphasis that Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed upon salah. Coming back to this riwayat, mother Amina, Shifa bint Amr, both are perplexed, both are shocked, both are worried. Motherly love, Amina picks up the child, places it on her lap. All of a sudden, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descends, covers the body of the child. Sometimes in dense mist, something that is in front of you, you can't see. The child becomes invisible. Then a voice calls out from the unseen. Then the cloud raises up. And a voice calls out from the unseen. Tufu bihi mashariq al-ard wa magharibaha liyarifu bismihi wa natihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east and to the west. This is that moment for which the entire universe had been holding its breath. Aeons had passed, centuries had passed, Nabi upon Nabi had come. And understand this, my respected brothers, every Nabi informed his ummah of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One riwayat, I'm just going to mention few aspects of it. No time to go into details. Unfortunately, time is always a challenge. Sha'ya alayhi salam, Nabi of the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala addresses him, Ya Sha'ya, Qum. فَإِنِّي سَأُطْلِقُ لِسَانَكَ بِوَحْيٍ. I am going to send some revelation upon you. Shaya stands up. Ya Sama, Isma'i, wa ya Ard, ansiti. Inna Allah yurid an yudabbira amran, wa yaqdiya sha'nan. Yuridu an yunaffidhahu, wa yuridu an yab'atha namiyan min al-ummiyin, wa yurid an yuhawwila al-reefa ila al-fala, wal ajam fil ghaytan. والنعمة في الصحراء والفقر والملك في الرعاة والأنهار في الصحراء ويريد أن يبعث أميا من الأميين لو يمر إلى جنب السراج لم يطفئه من سكينته ولو يمشي على القصب اليابس لم يسمع من تحت قدميه أبعثه مبشرا ونذيرا أجعل السكينة لباسه والبر شعاره والتقوى ضميره والحكمة منطقه والعدل سيرته والإسلام ملته والهدي إمامه وأحمد اسمه أفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا أستنقذ به فئاما من الناس عظيما من الهلكة أعرف به بعد الجهالة أكثر به بعد القلة أغني به بعد الأيلة وأكثر به بعد القلة وأجعل أمته خير أمة أخرجت للناس يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر مؤمنين موحدين مخلصين مصدقين بما جاءت به الرسل. This is just a glimpse of the extent of information that was given before the coming of Rasulullah. This entire riwayat which I mentioned, is a detailed description of the sifat of Rasulullah. أَجْعَلُ السَّكِينَةَ لِبَاسَهُ Allah says, I will make my Nabi the very epitome of sakina, of dignity, of honor. His nature will be speaking the truth. His character will be compassion and kindness. His essence will be taqwa and the consciousness of Allah. His speech will be full of hikmat and wisdom. Allah says, those that were blinded, we will give them sight through him. Those that were deafened, we will give them hearing through him. Those whose hearts had been covered with darkness, we will remove the covering of the darkness through him. Allah says, we will guide him, usaddiduhu likulli amrin jameel. We will guide him towards everything that is beautiful, towards everything that is attractive. Allah says, we will use him, uallifu bihi bayna umamin mutafarriqa, qulubin mukhtalifa, ahwa'in mutashattita. Allah says, we will use him to join nations that were divided, hearts that were broken. He will become the solace, he will become the comfort. Allah says that humanity which is poor, we will enrich them through him. That humanity which is in ignorance, we will give them knowledge through him. That humanity which is deprived, we will bless them through him. His ummah will be the best of every ummah. They will enjoy good, they will forbid evil. They will have iman, they will have tawheed, and they will attest to the truth of everything that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with. This is just a glimpse of what was revealed upon Shay alayhi salam. Surah Ala Imran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَٰلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُم مِّنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ Allah says, we took mithaq, we took an oath of covenant, from every Nabi. We described Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to him, and then we took the oath of covenant from that Nabi, that should my Nabi come in your nubuwat, what will you do? Swear an oath upon Allah, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ You will bring iman on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will become the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a Nabi. He came with the shan of khatme nubuwat. This is that moment, like the poem of Mutanabbi. He didn't say it in reference to this, but it applies to this. He says, Madad al-Duhur, fama atayna bimithlihi, walaqad ata, fa'ajazna an nudharaihi. He says, aeons of time passed, and the like of him could not be produced. And finally, walaqad ata, finally when he came, fa'ajazna an nudharaihi, time will fail to produce the like of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. عَجَزَتِ النِّسَاءُ أَنْ يَلِدْنَ مِثْلَ مُحَمَّدٍ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ The women of this world will fail to give birth to the like of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. طوفوا به مشارق الأرض ومغاربها ليعرفوا باسمه ونعته وصورته وآتوه خلق آدم ومعرفة شيث وشجاعة نوح وخلة إبراهيم واستسلام إسماعيل وفصاحة صالح وحكمة لوط ورضا إسحاق وبشرى يعقوب وشدة موسى وجهاد يوشع وحب دانيال ووقار يونس وطاعة إلياس والصبر أيوب ولحن داود وعصمة يحيى وزود عيسى واغمسوه في أخلاق النبيين. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifices of Ismail alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam, waghmisuhu fi akhlaqin nabiyyin. And what was special, what was unique, what was distinct in 124,000 anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam collectively was placed in the zat and personality of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was made jami'u sifatil anbiya, the collective manifestation and representation of all the sifat of the galaxy of anbiya was placed in Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What haq, what right, what justice can you and I ever do to praising that Nabi, my respected brothers, when Allah himself, the Quran does not get tired of praising Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wad duha وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَّكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِّلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِّلْعَالَمِينَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى هُدًى مُّسْتَقِيمٍ يَاسِين وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي فلا أقسم بما تبصرون وما لا تبصرون إنه لقول رسول كريم وما هو بقول شاعر قليلا ما تؤمنون ولا بقول كاهن قليلا ما تذكرون تنزيل من رب العالمين نون والقلم وما يسترون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. الله أكبر. Verse upon verse upon verse in the Quran, Allah makes Nat Khani of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What justice can you and I ever do? Few minutes had passed and he was made Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya. For the next 63 years, he rose in stature, he rose in dignity, he rose in honor. Hassan bin Thabit puts it beautifully, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, wa ahsana minka lam taraqattu ayni, wa ajmala minka lam talidin nisa'u. خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. He says, more magnificent than you my eyes have never seen, more beautiful than you no woman has ever given birth to a child. You have been created free from every blemish. It appears to me, O my Nabi, as if you told Allah how to create you, and on your desires Allah created you. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. Every aspect of his life recorded in his life. He drank the milk of 9 she-goats, their names recorded. Ajwa, Suqya, Zamzam, Baraka, Waratha, Itlal, Itraf, Ghaitha, Qamra. Tamra passed away in his lifetime, that also recorded. One male goat he had, name recorded, Yum. He had two male camels, Thalab, Askar, their names recorded. Four she camels he rode in his life, Shahba, Adba, Qaswa, Jada'a. Adba, it is said on the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this camel could not bear the separation from the Nabi of Allah. It refused to eat until it passed away as a result of starvation. In his life, he rode two mules, their names recorded, Fidda, Duldul. He rode two donkeys, their names recorded, Uthair, Ya'fur. It is said, at the time of the conquest of Khaybar, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approached by this donkey. The donkey introduced itself, spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said to my Nabi that my forefathers used to be ridden by Anbiya alayhi wasallam. I am the last in my ancestry. I am requesting you, the Nabi of Allah. You are the final prophet. You also ride me. I want to be owned by you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the request of this donkey. The name was Ya'fur. In fact, it is mentioned in the riwayat of Qazi Ayaz in his Shifa, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to call one of the Sahaba, he would say to the donkey, Ya'fur, that call, for example, Abu Bakr. The donkey would run, knock its head at the door of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr will hear the sound, open the door, what's happening? He will see the donkey and he will realize that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent for him. The horses that he rode in his life, those names also recorded, Saqab, Murtajid, Murtajil, Lidaz, Tiraz, Ya'sub, Ya'bub, Ward. Mundane aspects, things that even if we didn't know, it would not have affected the Shariat in any way. Yet every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recorded. Time is limited. It's not my intention to speak more than 1 hour, inshallah. In 1 hour, in the next 10 minutes, we will terminate. But to give us some idea, what did our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look like? This occasion of Rabi'ul Awwal. This is an appropriate time. And we find that Sahaba, they left behind this legacy, every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally, when it comes to his physical description, one or two sahaba are relied upon more than others. One is Abu Ma'bad al-Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala anha. This was a Bedouin living in the desert, elderly woman. She just had what could maximum have been half an hour interaction with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet she gave such a description that the ulama up till today are tired of writing an explanation of the description that she gave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the effect of the nur of nubuwat on Ma'bad Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala anha. It was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr, Amir bin Fuhaira and Abdullah bin Uraiqit. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the safar of Hijrah. He reached the tent of Ma'bad Khuzai. There was no food. He addressed her. Then Ammaji, she was an elderly woman. Can you assist us? Is there any food? She says there is nothing. Outside her tent was a goat. In our terminology, say past its sell-by date. Almost dead. Nothing left, just bones and skin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to the goat. And he said, with your permission, can I milk the goat? She said, there is nothing there. The goat is past that stage. Normally, lifespan of a goat, if it's not slaughtered, is 7 years. This goat, it is historically recorded, after this incident, this goat lived for 21 years. Passed away in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Nevertheless, she gave permission. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hand on this goat, and automatically its udders filled up. One entire bucket, normally a goat will just give you a quart of milk, yet a whole bucket was full. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions drank. Then he filled another bucket and he gave this to Ma'bad Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala anha to keep in exchange for her service. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on Because of this miraculous incident, she had a microscopic gaze upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That evening, when her husband returned, the whole bucket of milk, where did this come from? She says, from the goat. He says, how is that even possible? So she says, there was a young man from amongst the Quraysh who claims that he was the Nabi of Allah, a beautiful young man. He came and he milked the goat. So the husband said, in atili, describe him for me. Allahu Akbar, such a description. She says, ra'aytu rajulan zahir al-wada'a ablaj al-waj hasan al-khalq lam ta'ibhu thajla lam tuzri bihi sa'ala wasimun qasim fi aynayhi da'aj fi ashfarihi wataf fi sawtihi sahal fi unuqihi sata' fi lihyatihi kathafa azaj aqran akhal ahwar in samata fa'alahu al-waqar wa in takallama alahu baha'u alahu wa in takallama samahu alahu al-baha ajmalun nas wa abhahum min ba'id ahsanuhum wa ahlahum min qarib hulwul mantiq fasal la nazr wa la hazar ka'anna mantiqahu kharazatu nazmin yatahaddarna ila akhir ar-riwayah. Even if we don't understand Arabic, we can see the eloquence in this description. The description, I'm going to try and explain it to do a little bit of justice to it in English, but not relying only on Umm Ma'bad Khuzair's riwayat. Coupled with this is the riwayat of Hind bin Abi Hala. Hind bin Abi Hala was the son of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha from her first husband who passed away before she got married to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She had two husbands who both passed away. Then she got married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the first husband was Hind bin Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His description to some extent coupled with Umm Ma'bad Khuzai's and Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ra'aytu rajulan zahir al-wada'a. I saw a man of radiant expression. Ablaj al-waj. Striking appearance. Hasan al-Khalq, beautifully created. If it comes to the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lam tuzri bihi sa'ala. His head was not disproportionately small, nor was it overly large. Lam yakun bil mutahham, wala bil mukaltham, wa kana fi wajhi tadweer. Ulama say, based on this description, his face was not very big, nor was it very small, and there was a roundness to the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Azimul hama. He had a commanding appearance. Wasi al jabin. His forehead was large. Azajjul hawajib. Sawabir. Min ghairi qarn. Bainahuma irqun yudirruhul ghadab. His eyebrows were arced. Today we find women, they use this cosmetic pencil to try to create that arch on the eyebrows. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam naturally was like that. It was arched. But this is a negative thing when there is hair in the center. The eyebrows of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not meet in the center. Bainahuma irqun. There was a gap in between. Between this there was a vein. Yudirruhul ghadab. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to become upset or angry about something, he would obviously suppress his anger. He would not become overtly angry. But this vein would start protruding when the Nabi of Allah. So Sahaba would see this and they would realize that something has upset Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naturally was curly. Sawadu shawadi shar, extremely black. In faraqat aqiqatuhu wa illa fala yujawizu sha'ruhu shahmata udhunay. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would comb his hair, he would comb on the right side first, then the left side. Sometimes he would keep a crown, sometimes he wouldn't. When he would keep a crown, Sahaba say, Noor, light used to come out of the crown of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The length of the hair normally would be up to the earlobes. At times in its life, it went lower than that. Kathul lihya, the beard of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was thick and it was extremely black. Towards the latter part of his life, Sahaba say, 13 or 14 strands of white hair. One riwayat, it comes 20 strands of white hair. And that also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used mehndi upon it. The face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahlul khaddain, his cheeks would not protrude. Protruding cheeks is a sign of being overweight. Nor would it be sunken. Sunken cheeks is a sign of weakness. His cheeks were full, but it was moderate. Dhali'ul fam, mufallajul athnan, barraqul thanaya. He had a wide and a beautiful mouth. His teeth would glisten. The four teeth in front, there was a gap in between the teeth. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile, noor would come out from that gap. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, describing the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min Rasulillah, ka'anna ash-shamsa tajri fi wajhihi wa idha dhahika yatala'lau fil judur. He says, I have never seen anything more magnificent than the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was as if the sun would shine from his face. And when my Nabi would smile, the noor of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. Coming back to the riwayat of Hind bin Abi Hala, he says, يَتَلَأْلَوْ وَجُهُ تَلَأْلُوَ الْقَمْرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. He says that the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would shine with noor like the 14th full moon. أَبْيَضْ مُشَرَّبْ. His face was white, but there was a tinge of redness in it. His eyes, we find in different riwayats, 7 words describing the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أَدْعَجْ, Ashkal, Akhwar, Akhal, Ahdab, Anwar, Akhal. 7 words. His eyes were long. The whiteness was extremely white. There was a contrast. The pupils were extremely black. There were red lines naturally in the whiteness. And the eyes were striking. Sahaba could not look directly into the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want to put these 7 words together, it means that no one, Allah has not created anyone in humanity with eyes like the eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every aspect, the epitome of beauty. It's unfortunate. What do we have as our disposal when you want to describe beauty? Sometimes you compare it with the sun. Or you compare it with the moon. Like we find the riwayat of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, وَجْيُهُ مِثْلُ الشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ وَكَانَ مُسْتَدِيرًا. He says, the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like the sun and like the moon, but there was a roundness to the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Huraira compares it with the sun. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala compares it with the moon. Like I said, ulama say, agar chand se tashbih dena to chand ke andar daag hai. Suraj se tashbih dena to suraj ke andar aag hai. Mere nabi ke andar na daag the na aag the. When you want to compare with the moon has a defect, a dark side. When you want to compare with the sun has a fire in it. In the appearance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no defect, nor was there any fire. But this is unfortunately what we have at our disposal. Poets use this. Compared to the sun, the moon, the stars, the reality was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was something superior to all that also. Coming back to this riwayat, ajmalun nas wa abhahum min ba'id, from a distance he appeared to be overawed. You would be overawed and you would be overly impressed and there would be an element of fear. But as he came closer, you would be enveloped by his beauty and his sweetness. Abu Ali radiallahu ta'ala who describes it like this. He says, man ra'ahu badihatan habahu, wa man khalatahu ma'rifatan ahabbahu, yaqulu na'ituhu lam ara qablahu wala ba'dahu mithlahu. He says, as you saw him from a distance, you would be overawed. Then when you would interact with him, automatically you would love him. And the one who describes him used to say, and the one who describes him would say, I have never seen seen before this or after this anything more beautiful than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Badinun mutamasik, arid as-sadr, tawil az-zanadain, sa'il al-atraf. The physical body, I've run out of time, so I'm just condensing it. The physical body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba described, his chest was wide. There was a thin line of hair that would run in the center of his chest up till the navel. The rest of the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was free of hair. It was shining. It was white. His limbs were strong and were wide. His fingertips also were long. And ulama say, in the riwayat sahaba say, that yambu anhum al-ma. His feet were such that it would appear as if it was oil. There would be a noor, an effulgence, an illumination that would come. Water would automatically flow over it. When they speak of Rasulullah, coming back to one or two aspects of his mannerisms, إِذَا الْتَفَتَ إِلْتَفَتَ جَمِيعًا. Somebody calls you, sometimes you turn slightly. Somebody else calls you, you turn slightly that way. Somebody else calls from this side, you'll turn slightly. Such was the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that sahaba say, if anyone called him, he would turn fully in the direction of that person. إِذَا الْتَفَتَ إِلْتَفَتَ جَمِيعًا. He would turn completely to that person. He would be patiently listening to whatever that person says. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never turn his face away unless that person turned his face away first. He would make salam first. This turning, like we say, sometimes somebody is giving a bayan or he wants to draw the attention of his audience. What he says, tawajjuh farmai. Tawajjuh farmai. In other words, this word tawajjuh, if you take the ta out of it, it comes from waja. In other words, give me your attention, turn your face towards me. I'm digressing. The cell phone musibat has destroyed our lives, it's destroyed our homes, it's destroyed our marriages, it's destroyed our relationships with our children also. What was an instrument of communication today has upended our lives. Today, wife is talking to husband, husband is talking to wife. But where is the attention? Inside that cell phone. This Karguzari is mentioned. A few years ago in Pakistan, there was a school mistress. Husband was the headmaster, she was a teacher. One day, she's reading reports. She had told the children to write a composition. What was the topic? When you grow up, what do you want to become? So she's reading one child's report and she starts crying. So husband says, what happened? She says, look at what this child has written. What has the child written? That when I grow up, I want to become a mobile phone. When I grow up, I want to become a mobile phone. Why? Because every time I try to talk to my father, or I try to talk to my mother, their head is stuck in that phone. They don't want to give me any attention or love. So when I grow up, I want to become a mobile phone so that at least my mother and father will have time for me. So the husband said, he was the headmaster, he said, okay, this is a sad karguzari. Why are you crying? But what caused you to cry? So she says, it is our son that has written this. It is our son that has written this. Today, even in the toilet, before it used to be one sound. Now they want to know when the container is being delivered, when the parcel is being bought. In other words, two sounds are also coming out of the toilet. What has become, what was supposed to be an instrument for our service, we have become the slaves of it. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Akrimu awladakum. Akrimu awladakum. He said, honor your children. Give them izzat. Give them ihtiram. When Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha used to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read the seerah of my Nabi. Read the seerah of my Nabi. When Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha used to visit Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is mentioned in the riwayat. If he was sitting, he would stand up. He would not wait for her to come to him. He would go to her. And he would kiss the forehead of Fatima. Show that affection. Show that love. We want to make tarbiyat. Our children are our earning. They are our investment. This is why it is the cry of our elders. Establish the halaqat of ta'lim in every home of the ummat.
Learn the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Learn what his day was. Learn what his night was. I've run out of time. I'm not going to take any very much more time. My respected brothers, this is not a Rabiul Awwal question. This is not just a few days, 12 days, some nazams and naats. No. The link between us and Allah, the link between us and Allah is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like one alim puts it beautifully, and on this I will terminate. He says that La ilaha illallah is passport to Jannah. La ilaha illallah is passport to Jannah. But if you pitch up in some country, what's the first thing? Passport is not sufficient. You need visa also. You need visa. What is the visa for Jannat? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. La ilaha illallah is inside. Muhammadur Rasulullah is outside. La ilaha illallah is like the root. If the root is healthy, the tree will be healthy. The root is healthy, it will be, the branches will be strong. There will be fruits. If La ilaha illallah is there, then Muhammadur Rasulullah will come into existence. But Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, La ilaha illallah is not visible. Muhammadur Rasulullah is visible. La ilaha illallah is concealed. Muhammadur Rasulullah is the visible manifestation of La ilaha illallah. These are two intrinsically inseparable things. We have to come upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in order to find Allah. There is a wasta, there is a medium. Allah says in the Quran, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. If you love Allah, what will Allah give you? If you love Allah, what will Allah give you? يُحْبِبْكُمْ Allah. You will become the beloved of Allah. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will give you Jannat. Your dunya, qabr and akhirat will be made. But what is the condition? Quran tells us, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Color yourself in the mold of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Head to toe, become a Muhammadi. Today, unfortunately, the name is Ghulam Muhammad. The name is Ghulam Muhammad. The actions are the dushman of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is not Rabiul Awwal. That is hypocrisy. That is one or two nazams and naats to talk about, sing poems in the phrase of Rasul. It's beneficial, no doubt. But what is matloob? What is maqsood? Allama Iqbal rahimahullah puts it beautifully. He says, Ki Muhammad se wafa tune. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune. To hum tere hai. Ye jahan cheez hai kya? Lo qalam tere hai. Come on the wafadari of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. True love, true devotion. Head to toe, bring his sunnah, bring his akhlaq, bring his mannerisms, bring his way of life. That riwayat of Shaya alayhi salam. Allah pinpointed, highlighted one aspect of my Nabi. If nothing else from Rabiul Awwal we take at least this much. What was revealed to Shay al-Islam several thousand years before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could come in this world? What was revealed? La yaqulul khina. La yaqulul khina. My Nabi in his entire life will never utter a single word which will break the heart of any person. He will never inflict any pain on the heart of another human being. Rabiul Awwal manana bahut aasan hai. Yehi sunnat hai bhai. This is sunnat. This cleanliness of the heart. This sweetness of speech. Becoming a magnet. Each one of us is an ambassador of Islam. Bring people closer. Do not create nafrat. Do not distance people. Coming back to what Allama Iqbal said. Come on the true wafadari of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah will become yours. This world is nothing. Allah will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. The wasita, the link, the visa for Jannat, the link to Allah is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This effort of Dawat and Tabligh, this is not an organization. We're not here to increase numbers. What this is, my respected brothers, is take out some time go in the path of Allah, learn the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learn the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learn the fikr and pain and cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learn the akhlaq, learn the seerah, learn what Masjid Nabawi was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this humble appeal is made, my respected brothers. Every one of us make this niyat that inshallah we'll take out some time to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To learn the ghulami of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like I said, it's not an organization, not to increase numbers. Let us create that connection with the masjid. Let us create that environment. Bring the halaqat of ta'lim alive in our homes. Speak about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read the stories of sahaba. Read the mention of the conduct of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are those pearls. This is that noor which will inshallah light up our homes. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين ونفس كرب المكروبين وفك أسر المأسورين واقض الدين عن المدينين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم ارحم على ضعف أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إنهم جياع